Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host, Elise, and here's what happened on February 21st. One of the most popular spectator sports in the country was born on this day in 1948. That's when the National Association of Stock Car Racing, better known as NASCAR, was officially incorporated. The driving force behind the new organization was William France, Sr., a mechanic and auto repair shop owner who became involved in racing cars and promoting races after moving in the 1930s to Daytona Beach, even then a hub for racing enthusiasts. France saw how racing rules varied from event to event and witnessed dishonest promoters stealing prize money, and believed the sport needed a governing body in order to grow. Surprising fact, France served as NASCAR's first president and was succeeded by his son, William France Jr., who transformed NASCAR from a regional sport into a multi-billion-dollar business with a global fan base. Also on this day in history, in 1855, the Washington Monument was dedicated. In 1965, Malcolm X was assassinated. And in 1972, Richard Nixon made his historic visit to China. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.